The Silver Streaks tradition continues on WGIL Galesburg.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports. Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Nissan of Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Office Specialists and ABS Company, your office is their business. By Ace Roofing and Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Ace for an estimate and they will show up, guaranteed. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. And now, Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to John Field Gymnasium, home of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, but not home tonight. In the road uniforms as the lower seed in the 3A regional opener, Galesburg is a 6, Peoria High is a 3. They're number 8 in the state of Illinois in the final 3A boys basketball ranking of the year. And the Streaks starters have been introduced. And it's become this consistency of these five: Toby Kivanina, Kevin Kruber, Cesar Bile, Ed Maiella, and Rakim McKellen. You heard the pregame interview Jason did with Brian McElmurray of Peoria. They start four sophomores: Caden Turner at 6'4", Nigel Moore at 5'9", Jacob Duffin Jr. at 6'4", and Orlando Edwards Jr. at 5'10". Phoenix Foy is their senior leader at 6'5", and we've seen him because he streaks have played Peoria High the last 2 years last 2 years. Shootout game.
Yeah, down there at Manuel last year. Didn't really go our way there that first half. They got up to a big lead on us, but I remember correctly, we battled back and made that a game there in the second half a little bit. And cut that down. You know, we were down, I think, 23, 24 points at halftime and ended up only losing that game by, what, 10, 15? 15. Yep. Yeah. So, it's we're familiar with this group. A majority of these kids were out there last year. So, Streaks are a little familiar. You know, a lot of these kids play together during the summer, AAU basketball and stuff like that. So, there have been some friendly banter back and forth here in the throughout the day today.
Friendly, you say, huh? Okay. Peoria leads the all-time series 22-12, but in the postseason, they are 8-1 all-time against Galesburg. The one Galesburg victory was a sectional semifinal game in 1994 in Robertson Fieldhouse, and the Streaks win the tip. Keegan will walk it across midcourt to the left side, Toby Kivanina. Entry pass are going to go right to Eden. Spin move to the baseline. Drives.
Oh, he got hammered.
Homer the basket. Got his own rebound on the opposite side. Blocked on the putback. Spin move out of the rebound. Duffin Jr. into the front court. Passes behind him to Cameron Gunn. So Streaks come up empty on two Eden Maiella shots. Here's the Lions' first possession.
Oh,
backdoor cut. Layup good by Caden Turner.
Yeah, there's a nice pass from the senior Phoenix Floyd there. A backdoor cut and Caden Turner's a shooter. He doesn't do much at the rim.
There's Toby with it on the outside. Gets a high ball screen. Works his way to the left. Now reverses back into the paint. Stops at the free throw line. Puts it up off the front of the rim. Rebound Peoria. Foy comes down with it at 6'5". Again, the only senior starter. Keegan nearly steals one and throws it off of a Peoria player right in front of the Galesburg bench. It'll be back to the Silver Streaks.
That's a heck of a play by Keegan Crum there. That's a steal.
I thought he was out of bounds when he touched the ball, but he managed to get it inbound while he was falling out. Here's Keegan into the front court, reversing directions to the left.
One time,
now back to the right. Bile for three, in and out. Rebound tipped out, chased down, and it'll be officials confer.
Yes, back.
Big Galesburg ball.
Cesar got a great look there from the right wing. Just couldn't knock it down. It had the line. It looked good from this angle.
Keegan will inbound, 2-0 Peoria, a minute into the game. Throws it into the backcourt where Kilby lets it go and now picks it up, brings it back across the line.
That's
top of the circle, just to the right of the top of the circle. Now Toby backs it up. Eden comes out high for it, reverses right back to Kivanina. Toby right where the volleyball line meets the side volleyball line, gets a reversal right back from Keegan. Not much movement for the Streaks here.
Yeah, they look a little bit out of sorts here.
Now they start to go into motion. Here's Eden with it on the right side, a little reach in by Foy. Eden puts the ball on the floor, a couple of dribbles, jump stop in the lane, elevates, banks it in.
That a fella, Big Ed.
Ties the game at 2.
That's a little bit of a development there for Big Ed. Getting to his spot and elevating over a defender right there.
Just thinking if Eden can do that, pull that off in game. Here's a dribble down to the left side.
Good double.
Cameron Gunn into the game. kicks it back out, missed three-pointer, tipped out onto the floor, Rakim McKellen. Into the front court, Caesar on the right wing. Works his way left to the free throw line. Picks up the dribble, back behind him to Keegan. Entry pass down low to Rakim. Right side of the lane, kicks it out. Keegan from the wing, three is off the back rim. Rebound tipped around, and Turner for Peoria controls.
Well, Keegan got a good look, just couldn't knock it down.
2-2, 5:45 to play here in this first quarter. 3A regional open. Turner, a six shooter up top. To the left side, Orlando Edwards Jr. and a reach foul called on Keegan.
Yeah, Keegan tried to jump that little, it was almost a pick. It was almost like they slipped the screen looking for a little three there in the corner. And Keegan tried to jump and just got caught reaching in the cookie jar.
On the inbound down below us, Turner. Bounces it up top to Edwards. Go ahead.
Streaks with six shot attempts already here early.
Dribble drive into the lane, batted out of the hands and out of bounds by the Streaks. Jacob Duffin Jr. on the drive in, curling in from the right side. Streaks poked it away and it went out of bounds. So Turner will inbound right of the basket. Looking, now throws it out high, just out of the outstretched hands of Kivanina. Duffin getting the right arm out there, trying to clear some space, leaves it off for Turner down the left side of the lane, floating on the baseline, off the mark, and Keegan fouled over the back. Cameron Gunn fouled him. Keegan in better position for the rebound. And Gelsberg gets it back in the 2-2 game, 5:20 to play first quarter.
Yeah, Caden Turner, all three shots so far for the Lions. That last one was tough.
That was tough. Dribbling on the move, fading toward the baseline. Here's the ball tipped away from Maiella, trying to get on the floor. Foy steals it away. Now off the hands of Turner, and the Streaks are going to keep possession.
Yeah, they got lucky to keep the ball there.
And Keegan and Kivanina talking to his teammates, just getting the arms out there, saying, guys, calm down.
Yeah, calm it down a little bit. A little hot potato there on that possession.
5:08 first quarter, tied at two. Keegan, baseline, inbound to Kivanina on the wing. Eden posting up, wanting the ball. Toby still with it on the wing, looking at him, now keeps it out high to Caesar. Top of the arc, left side, drives, kick out. Keegan, hesitation from the wing, leaves it off for Rakim, left of the baseline. Into the lane, puts it up in the right hand, too strong. Rebound in the lane, Foy out with it, driving it. Now shades to the left, kicks it into the corner, Turner for three. Long, rebound back out to Foy, lost it. Kivanina knocks it loose, gets to the floor, saves it to Maiella. Feeds it down low, Caesar dribbles, scores.
Great possession there from the Streaks.
4-2, Gelsberg with its first lead, just winning the 50-50 battle on that possession.
Got to win a lot of those tonight, partner.
4:20 to play, quarter number one. 4-2, Gelsberg brings some life to that Gelsberg student section.
Listen to him.
Right behind the bench. Open three, Duffin Jr. off the mark. Rakim the rebound. His second of the game. Gelsberg with a two-point lead and the ball. Kivanina picks up the dribble. Left side into the corner. Eden dribbles it once, feeds it back up top. Toby, extra pass to the right side. Keegan, pump fakes, now into the lane. Eden around to Foy, down to the left side, short. Rebound Phoenix Foy for Peoria. Driving into the front court. Turner, too strong, but he got fouled. That'll be the second of the game on Keegan, and that is not good news.
Yeah, Streaks going to have to dig into the bench here early. Looks like it's going to be Demetrius.
Talking with Taylor Thiel before the game, he said we got to keep Toby out of foul trouble. Keeping Keegan Crummer out of foul trouble was not part of the conversation.
Did you give them a turnover on that scramble when Caesar got the layup?
I did not.
Okay, I thought it was just a loose ball myself.
I did too. Turner makes the first free throw. 4-3, Gelsberg by one. 3:48 to play, first quarter. And here's Meech into the game, Demetrius Watson. Of course, we all know, doesn't bring a lot of offense to speak of, but his defensive energy could be neutralized a little bit against a team like Peoria, so he's got to play smart. Turner makes both free throws. We're tied at four. Halfway through quarter number one. Back down to the 3:40 mark in the first quarter. Kivanina on the dribble across midcourt. Guarded by Nigel Moore back into the game, the sophomore. Right side under the wing, Demetrius. Spies are guarding him as closely as they are. Entry pass to Eden, trying to get around Foy. Down to the right side, too strong off the backboard. Rebound deflected over to Foy. Eden working hard, but not getting much. Stepping into a three, Turner drains it.
Yeah, you got to be aware in transition. He can flat out shoot it, partner.
So smooth. Just seems to float. And he's got all seven of Peoria's points in a three-point Lions lead. Caesar driving, cut off of the baseline. Back out to Eden on the wing. dribbles a couple of times. Now back behind him to Kivanina, who resets just inside of half court. Under 3 minutes to go, quarter number one. Peoria by three. Entry pass, Rakim flying to the right side of the lane. Dribble once with the left hand into a double team and a reach foul called on the Lions. And now the officials are going to confer. Joe Thompson down low. The official from out high blows a whistle, comes down to talk to him.
Yeah, he, I think one ref has a travel. Joe had to.
And he overrules Joe. It's a turnover. Travel on the Silver Streaks. First Galesburg turnover.
Yeah, Rakim shuffled the puppies there a little bit. Tough break for the Streaks. Should mention, this is, saw Joe in the old hospitality room. This is going to be his last game ever.
Last game ever. After 50 years of officiating, thank you, Joe Thompson. Here's Turner. Another three, rims
got
off.
Got a rebound.
Rebound, Foy up and in.
He's just got
took
six.
It away from Rakim.
Six rebounds already.
9-4 Peoria. Don't want this one to get out of hand early. Here's a tip stolen away by Foy. Intended for Maiella out high. Down low. Moore got tangled up. Kicks it out. Three on the way from the corner. Off
good
the mark.
Rebound,
and
Caesar.
A foul over the back. Jacob Duffin Jr. on the weak side after the missed three. Climbed the back of Caesar Bile. Tried to swat it away and picked up the foul.
Yeah, Caesar did a great job getting a body there. Just completely sealed him off. Grabbed the rebound and tried to jump over his back.
Taylor Thiel said, one of the keys to the game tonight, got to get off to a good start. It was a decent start early, but a little 7-0 run by Peoria has him up five here. Approaching 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Kivanina, right side, Eden. 15 feet away from the basket, dribbles a couple of times. Here comes the trap, down to the baseline, pump fakes, shoots it over the rim and off the hands of Turner, who was in position for the rebound, couldn't control, and the Streaks get it back.
I mean, you can see the Streaks make a concerted effort to get inside here. Mm-hmm. Eden's just forcing right now. He's trying to do a little too much. A little excited in his first postseason game.
Is Jackson Wyatt coming into the game? Is he going to replace Maiella? He does.
Get him a break and
yep.
Get him right back in the game. Let him calm down a little bit.
1:55 to go, first quarter, 9-4 Peoria. Kivanina slaps the ball, finds Demetrius cutting in, now surrounded, back out to Kivanina in the corner. Trying to look on the inside, Toby starts his dribble, trying to back his man up, jump stop in the lane, slips, falls down, turns it over, Peoria with a steal. Driving the other end, spin move by Daniel Ruffin, a freshman into the game, missed it, rebound, put back, won't go. Wyatt trying to come up with a rebound, we got a foul. Who's he looking at? Who's he pointing to? Rakim. Inbound out high as Cameron Gunn chases it down.
Yeah, he's a senior. He grabbed two offensive rebounds on that last possession.
Dribble drive into the lane.
Oh, he won.
Ruffin, trap. Second Peoria turnover?
Yeah, number two. Somebody's got to come back and help.
Kivanina clears himself from Nigel Moore. 9-4 Peoria. Galesburg ball with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Tough pass over to Demetrius. Went for the steal. Demetrius was able to get some room, but he doesn't attack in from the left side. The Streaks reset out high. Kivanina walking right to left along the volleyball line as we approach a minute to go in the first quarter. Bile with it now in the midcourt circle, trying to get around his man. Little push off on Ruffin. Pull-up jumper off the mark. Rebound tipped by Demetrius. Saves it. And back to Kivanina. Over to Wyatt for three. Nope. Rebound tipped. Into the hands of Watson from Rakim. Feeds it through the lane and turned it over. Right into the hands of Caden Turner. Drives. Missed it. And a foul on Jackson Wyatt.
Yeah, just a little out of sorts in the offensive end of the Streaks right now.
9-4 Peoria. He's going to put Caden Turner back at the free throw line where he's already 2-for-2. 7 of their 9 points. Been a defensive battle. The Streaks have gotten some shots off.
Yeah, I would almost consider calling a timeout here and just settle everybody down. We're playing.
This really seems rushed.
Yeah, everything is rushed right now. Just everybody is a little antsy right now.
Turner's first free throw up and in. 10-4 Lions. Second free throw coming. 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. 6-point Lions lead.
Taylor having a discussion. He's trying to get Taylor back in the box.
Rolls off. Rebound tipped around and a foul. And they're pointing.
Yeah, what
one official's pointing to the baseline. The other official is pointing back the other direction.
Yeah, what do we got here?
We
got a lane violation?
It must be a lane violation. I can't think of anything else that it would have been.
Yes, yeah, so that'll be a turnover there on the Lions.
So Galesburg ball here, 40 seconds to play, first quarter, down six.
Scratch the free throw, right?
Yep. Gile across midcourt, left side Demetrius. Meach, couple of dribbles, back up top to Wyatt. Looking to the right side to Kivanina. Rakim battling on the inside, Toby drives, step back, baseline, fades it in.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, tough shot by
Toby.
Don't
know how that went in.
10-6 from about 17 feet out of the right baseline.
Step back, fade away, reminiscent of Kobe Bryant. That's tough.
10 seconds, Peoria ball, slipping and falling. Moore keeps his dribble, now batted away by Rakim. Gets it back on the entry pass and a foul by Foy. A smart foul with Rakim trying to get down court, prevented the layup. So the first foul of the game on Foy. It'll be Galesburg ball. 3 seconds to go. They'll inbound from just to the left of their own basket.
Yeah, Nigel Moore just kind of lost the handle there, and it just ended up in Toby's hands. Did a great job leading Rakim towards the hoop. Like you said, great foul by Peoria to prevent that easy.
Even in on the inbound to Wyatt from 15 feet. Overthrows the basket. Toby got the putback, but he was too far under the basket to get it up and in. And that's the end of the first quarter. Lions 10, Streak 6 after 1 on WGIL.
Declare your independence from high prices and save big on a new Jeep from Yem in Galesburg.
Hi, this is Frank Cordell from Yem. A new 2026 Jeep Compass 4x4 starts at just over $30,800. Remaining new 2025 Grand Cherokee L 4x4. Your choice of up to $9,500 off our 4.9% financing for 72 months.
Shop the President's Day sales event where you'll find a deal worth celebrating on your new Jeep from Yem.
Tax out of license stock fee extra with approved credit. Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Advanced Rehab, personalized care, real results every season, and by Templeton Roofing in Galesburg, providing residential and commercial roofing solutions since 1930. Longevity isn't luck, it's proof of trust, quality, and roofs that last. Visit TempletonRoofing.com.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from CBI Bank and Trust and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees, like Fish Food Pantry. Nominate your favorite today at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
It's another exciting excursion into broadcast excellence. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays at 11 on WGIL.
One quarter gone from John Thiel Gymnasium, the 3A regional app opener. In high school boys basketball, Brad Benowitz, Jason Russell's here. Ryan Prescott, our broadcast engineer. 10-6 Peoria as we start quarter number two. It's a Lions ball. Demetrius Watson guarding out high on the point guard for the Lions. A handoff to Andres Walker into the game. Throws one off the front of the rim. Off-balance shot. Came up short. Kivanina with his third rebound. Galesburg with the ball down four. First possession of the second quarter. Yes. Wyatt open up top for three. Off the rim. Rebound. Meets for the putback is too strong.
Phoenix four. Seven rebounds already.
Two good looks at it for the Streaks.
Yeah, Meach with his third offensive rebound.
Drive in from the right side, out of control a little bit, but the Streaks bailed him out. Jacob Duffin on the drive.
And you know, watching them, they're just trying to get downhill, and they're out of control, but they're just trying to create contact and get to the free throw line. That's basically the majority of their offense right now.
Four offensive rebound putbacks, but the Streaks have done a nice job of tampering that down a bit.
Yeah, I mean, the Streaks outshot them 16-10 in that first quarter.
First free throw up and in by Duffin.
That's Edwards, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, Orlando Edwards.
You're right. 11-6. The foul, meanwhile, was on Cesar Bile, his first. Edwards makes both. 12-6 Peoria.
Now, without Keegan Crummer out here, we're going to have to do a better job of taking care of the basketball.
Jackson almost went into the backcourt. That pass was barely into the front court, and he got it away in time to Meach.
Looking like a little 2-3.
Into the left corner, Bile. Back out to Wyatt.
1-2-2, 3-2.
Jackson
zone.
Reverses back behind him to Caesar on the left side. Entry pass soft to Thrakim. Kicks it out. Toby thought about stepping in toward a dribble, but then backed it out. Minute gone here in the second quarter.
Yeah, almost a matchup zone here from Central.
Toby can't get inside, over to Bile, three off the front of the rim. Meach with the rebound, put back,
get
rolls
a roll
around and through.
Use it all, young man. Demetrius Watson, four offensive rebounds the first half.
12-8. Ellsberg down four.
Get on the floor.
Batted away on the floor. Demetrius dives for it. That gives Peoria high numbers. Open three from the corner. Turner misses. Weak side rebound. Foy kicks it out. Another three. Good by Nigel Moore. Foy's eighth rebound kept it alive. And it's 15-8 Lions.
Yeah, flat out, you got to block out. You got to get a body on him.
The drive into Caesar on the entry pass from Rakim and a foul on the floor by Peoria. I think that one's going to be on Edwards, who just hit the free throws a moment ago. First foul on the Lions in the second quarter. First of the game on Orlando Edwards. Here's Mayala back into the game. Got a good rest. Probably got a lot of coaching over there. He'll replace Rakim McKellum. 6:08 to play for the half. Keeping in an inbound right of his own basket. Streaks without Keegan Crummer on the bench with two fouls.
Yeah, and you mentioned that. They're going to have to make a decision at some point to get him back in the game.
Peoria strips it away from Jackson Wyatt on the dribble. Now Eden gets in there, rips it back away. Is he going to get called for traveling as he tried to rip it away? The officials are going to come over here and confer.
Jackson Wyatt a turnover. 23 got the steal.
They are going to call a holding foul on Peoria.
No, is that 22? Duffin with the steal. And he turned it over to Mayala.
Phoenix Foy just picked up his second foul.
Well, that's big. That's
goes
big
to the
right
bench.
There.
Goes to the bench. 5:58 to go in the half.
You know, you're talking eight rebounds already coming out of the game.
On the inbound tipped and knocked out of bounds by Duffin. So, again, they have Jacob Duffin Jr., who's a sophomore. Yeah, and they have Daniel Ruffin, who's a freshman.
Their size just took a significant hit. I mean, they basically got five guards out there now. I guess Duffin at 6'4", you can call him a middle big.
Jackson Wyatt just threw it away. Toby was coming in from the backside, and he scooped it over to him, and he scooped it behind him as Toby was moving forward.
You can't play with fire much longer. You're going to have to get Keegan back in the game and just roll the dice.
5:45 to go, or is Rakim going to come back into the game? Here's a three by Turner, open up top, missed it, flying through the lane. Duffin with a rebound, now losing the handle on the ball. Moore, Demetrius gets it, trying to wrestle it away on the floor, and good timeout by Taylor Thiel.
Demetrius
getting the steal, falling down on the floor, and he was kind of wriggling on the floor, trying to keep Peoria from reaching in and tying him up, and Taylor Thiel bail him out with a timeout.
I'm telling you, the effort that kid brings on a nightly basis, I don't know why I've ever seen anything like it. I really don't. Mom missed getting a good one there.
5:37 to play for the half, 15-8 Lions. Streaks had an early lead in this one at 4-2, but the Lions scored eight in a row to take a 10-4 lead. It was 10-6 at the quarter break. Streaks have been outscored 5-2 here in the second quarter, down seven.
Yeah, and it's going to start here on the defensive end with rebounding. They've gotten way too many offensive rebounds already with four, five, six of them, so going to have to do a better job.
Jackson Wyatt will bring it across midcourt. Still inside the midcourt circle. Lobs it into the corner to Caesar, driving in baseline. Uses his body, blocked from behind, out of bounds. It'll be Ellsberg ball.
I tell you, Duffin is an incredible athlete. That's his second block of the game already.
Kid can fly, can he?
Oh, man, he
6'4", he elevates in a big hurry.
Yeah, he got high on that one.
On the inbound out to Wyatt. Thought about the catch and shoot, now dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up at the high post. Back outside to Kivanina. 5:15 to play for the half. Kivanina on the left-hand dribble, gets a screen, works his way to the left side. Back behind him to Eden. Jump stop through the lane, covered a lot of ground, and a reach-in foul called on Peoria.
That's going to be their third of the quarter here.
5:09 to play for the half. Cameron Gunn picks up his second foul. As Jason said, third on the Lions here in the second quarter. And Phoenix Foy, the 6'5 senior on the bench with two fouls. Kivanina on the inbound, out to Eden just inside the top of the arc. Starts his dribble. Hard bounce pass to Wyatt at the elbow. Controls it. Spin move right side. Throws it over the rim. Rebound out of bounds by the Streaks.
Yeah, shot selection hasn't been the best for the Streaks here early.
Ellsberg down seven. Had us, what, 3 for 16 in the first quarter?
Yes. And now we're one for five.
Six?
One of six.
One of six. So 4 for 22 for the half. Still trail by only seven. Defense has been game. Here's a lot of dribbling by Andrezi Walker into the backcourt, and it is over and back. He just tried to get too fancy with the dribble with Toby Kivanina guarding him.
You know, to the tune of 4 of 22, you know, when you have a week and a day off, you kind of worry about a little bit of rust sneaking in on you. No game action for over a week.
These Lions played three in the last week of the season. On the inbounds, Toby chases it into the backcourt toward the bench. Now brings it across midcourt, guarded by Edwards. Trying to back his way up. Edwards goes around him, cuts off the dribble to the left.
Got to pick it up, Toby.
Yeah, Toby's got to move with the ball. And it gets tangled up out high by Turner. That's foul number four on the Lions.
We'll shoot the rest of the way.
First of the game on Caden Turner, the sophomore, who's got eight of the Lions' 15 points.
I mean, they're so aggressive on the defensive end. Streaks can really take advantage here in the second quarter at the line.
4:35 to play. Again, only four baskets in the game for the Streaks. Haven't been to the free throw line yet. The next foul by Peoria would put him there. 4:25 to play for the half. Let's attack here, fellas. Let's get downhill. Let's go toward the basket. Let's try to draw that foul. Here's Eden. Left side, around his
finish.
Man, under the basket, and
there
he gets fouled. He's got two shots on the shooting foul from Cameron Gunn. That's number three on him.
Wow.
And Eden shoots shooting fouls here, and the Streaks and the bonus the rest of the way with 4:18 to play for the half.
That's one of their key bench pieces that comes in, and he's got three here off the bench. That's tough to do.
Ryan McElmurray had to roll the dice a little bit, as we said, with Phoenix Foy already on the bench. Now the 6'3 replacement picks up his third.
Eden
hits the first free throw.
And here comes Phoenix Floyd back in the game.
15-9, 6 points.
Oh, a third one on
Lions
him would be huge.
Lead. Yeah, got to get it inside, got to go right at him.
Go right at him every single time.
4:18 to play. Eden misses the second, too long. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Wyatt. Went just over the back of a Peoria player in better position for the rebound. Lions ball leading by six, 15-9.
Mm-hmm. Meech going to pick up full court here. Nah, he kind of sags off a little bit.
It'll be Nigel Moore, the sophomore, walking it across midcourt. Foy comes out high for it, guarded by Wyatt. Pass through the lane. They found Edwards cutting, and he gets fouled. They'll shoot two. Shot didn't go through. Got it off down low, but a little bit too strong. Now Keegan Crummer going to come back into the game.
Yeah, it's that time.
Taylor Thiel has to roll the dice with him a little bit. He's been on the bench since, you know, about this point in the first quarter after picking up foul number two.
Short.
Well short by Edwards. He made his first two. So Kivanina gets his first breather of the game with Keegan in. A little offense for defense to give Keegan in here on his first possession. Edwards makes the second free throw. 16-9 Peoria. So Keegan gets to be on offense. They don't put him out there in a situation where he's picking up defense right away. Backing up at half court, gets it across to the right side to Meech, and now right back to Keegan to lead the offense.
Yeah,
skip pass into the corner. Caesar back out to Wyatt. Now over to Keegan. Through the lane. Floats it up in the right hand. Long off the heel. Rebound. Batted around. Loose ball. Scramble for it. Peoria out with it. Moore picks it up. Feeds it into the front court to Edwards, who's short for three. Lions rebound. Step back. In and out. Second opportunity. Wouldn't go down for Moore. Now Keegan out with a rebound. Trying to get it across midcourt. Does. Caesar down low, left side, nearly
a
reach by Foy, and there's Eden going right at him, but he covered a lot of ground and traveled with it. That was a dangerous reach by Felix
Foy. Man, he fouled him. He fouled him down in that corner. He got away with it.
So it's Galesburg's seventh turnover of the half.
I do love Big Ed going right at him, though.
I did, too. 16-9, Foy with it now out high. Guarded by Wyatt. Pass to the right side. Edwards trying to get around. Inside the free throw line. Jumper is short. Rebound knocked out of bounds by the Lions.
Yeah, they're missing some close shots here and letting us hang around here.
16-9. Feels like a bigger lead.
Yeah, got to execute at the offensive end.
Streaks break the press easily there. Caesar avoids the coffin corner. Bounces it over to Keegan. Streaks have numbers. Left side Wyatt. Now Peoria recovers after Edwards went for the steal out at midcourt. They got back defensively, 2:50 to go for the half. Galesburg with the ball down seven. Wyatt backs it up, right side over to Keegan.
Yeah, this little 1-2-2 zone's got the Streaks a little befuddled
here. Back door over to Demetrius, couldn't find an opening, over to Wyatt. Cut off on the baseline, skips it back out. Meech will shoot the three, airballs it. Caesar tried to save it on the weak side, and he couldn't. Back to the Lions.
Yeah, just probably not the shot the Streaks are looking for there.
That'll get Kivanina back into the game for Watson. 2:32 to play for the half. Would have liked to have seen the Streaks try to attack a little bit more, but they just couldn't figure out where the lanes were.
Got them in foul trouble here. You got to penetrate the gaps here.
Moore gets it across midcourt, guarded by Kivanina. They go back door to Turner, who lost the handle on it. It was a good bounce pass, led him perfectly, but it went right off his hands out of bounds.
Yeah, turnover number 8 for the Lions. Streak's doing a good job of turning them over here early.
2:20 to play for the half. Gelsberg with the ball down 16-9.
Somebody's not getting in the middle.
There's Toby getting across midcourt, stops just inside a half court.
Oh, he's wide open.
Over to the right side, Wyatt. Entry pass, Eden. He's way out on the right wing. Two guys, small, collapse on him. Skip pass to the left side, Toby. Passes up the 3. Skip pass back to the right. It'll be Caesar. Short. Weak side rebound. Open rebound on the weak side. Picked up by the Lions. Driving. Duffin feeds it through the lane and a finish by 4.
Nice pass there from Duffin. He'll drop off to Foy for an easy deuce.
Turn the missed shot on the other end into a transition opportunity. 9-point lead. Streak's in danger of this one getting away from him right before halftime. Can't let the Lions put on any kind of a run. Quick jumper. Wyatt hits from
there
the baseline.
Nice shot, Jackson. Good pass from Keegan Crummer. Little 15-footer from the right baseline.
18-11. Streak's down 7. Minute 20 to go. Dribble up top. Over to Duffin. Leaves it off for Turner. Drives. Pulls up on the run from the free throw line. Missed it. Crummer the rebound. And a flop warning. Flop warning on Turner, I guess.
Yeah, he kind of fell down after he took that jumper. Kicked his leg out a little bit, too, trying to draw a foul. Joe Thompson was not having it.
He was not. Little token, 1-2-2, three-quarter court press by the Lions. Streaks get it across midcourt.
A lot of lazy
now
passes
Keegan,
for the Streaks.
Yeah, very soft. Here's a quick 3 by Wyatt from the wing. Nope.
Just not the shot you're looking for.
Nope. Turner with a rebound. The drive, the feed by Edwards, nearly stolen away by Keegan, but he was out, nearly picked off. Oh, we're going to have a foul called. I thought they were going to say Edwards was out of bounds. Yeah, we should walk that to the other end. And the official's going to confer, yes, that's free throws.
That'd be a turnover on them, right?
Yep. Second foul on Duffin. 9th Lions turnover. 55 seconds to go. Peoria's still with a 7-point lead. You just about couldn't ask for a better player for the Streaks to be at the free throw line right now, trailing by 7. Final 55 seconds of the first half. Keegan Crummer, 80.3% on the season. Free throw number 62 on the year is off the back iron. I'm sorry I said anything at all. I feel that was my responsibility.
That is,
built him up too much. He's got a second one, though.
He is going to make the second one.
18-11. Here's Keegan. 3 dribbles, crouches, shoots, scores.
That one's clear.
First point of the night for Keegan Crummer, again playing in foul trouble. Picked up 2, but he came back in just over 4 minutes ago in the second quarter and is held at that second foul. Final 45 seconds of the half. Going to the left, Moore, and nearly stolen away by the Silver Streaks. We're going to get a reach foul instead.
Yeah, it's going to be 2 on Big Ed there. And he's got to – oh, no, that's – yeah.
That's just his first.
Oh, just his first. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's just got to learn to move his feet. He's going to figure this out over the course of the next couple of years. Just
hopefully
don't
sooner than that. Open 3 by Turner again. That one's good.
He just
popped out from down low and the quick catch and the release.
Man, that kid's smooth.
9-point Peoria lead and a palindrome score. 21-12, final 30 seconds of the half. Galesburg ball. Bile just hasn't been able to get it going for this last month of the season. He's got it now on the right wing. Keegan's posting up down low, but they can't get the ball into him. Here's Mayala with it out high. Tries to drive, gets tangled up at the free throw line, and instead of a 3rd foul on Foy, it's an 8th turnover on the Silver Streaks on a travel call.
Oh, we're just trying to do too much.
Did not want them to get a double-digit lead here in the first half, but that's what they could do here. Final 13 seconds of the second quarter. Peoria ball up 9. Moore in the backcourt. Bring it across midcourt, guarded by Kivanina. Stops outside the left wing, down to 5 on the clock. Over to Turner, the quick 3 on the way. Long, rebound high off the rim. Wyatt comes down with it, and that's how the half ends. 21-12, Silver Streaks trail by 9 heading into the locker room. We'll take a timeout, come back, take a look at the first half stats. We'll run through them quickly so Jason can get down to get our halftime interview from the coaching staff as well. Peoria 21, Streaks 12 at the half on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't. can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
When it's time for a new roof or roof repair, protect your home and yourself from financial liability. Hire Ace Roofing and Construction, a licensed, bonded, and insured contractor.
Ace warranties their work. Substandard work and repairs from unlicensed or uninsured contractors can cost you in the long run. Do your research. Cheaper may not be your best option.
Don't be fooled by fancy vehicle signage or a professional-looking website. Protect yourself and use a bonded roofing contractor. Hire Ace Roofing and Construction for peace of mind and quality roofing that'll last.
Breakfast burritos for the morning brainstorm. Easy Cater. Paninis for the lunch and learn. Easy Cater. Barbecue for the clients from Boston. Easy Cater. Brownie boxes and mini bundt cakes for Brenda's workiversary. Easy Cater. One simple platform to feed any size group with food they love from favorite restaurants. Plus tools to help you meet dietary needs and stay on budget. Easy Cater. All the food for your workplace, all in one place. Start an order at easycater.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
To keep your business running smoothly, waiting's not an option. With the Hawn Now Quick Ship option from Office Specialists in Galesburg, you could get your new office furniture in about 2 weeks. See all the possibilities designed for you and ready to deliver fast at Office Specialists and ABS Company.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Clear Sound Hearing with offices in Galesburg and Monmouth, because hearing the call loud and clear matters on the court and in your life. Schedule your hearing test today.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory Halftime Report. Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Second game of the 3A boys basketball regional opener here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you. East Peoria outlasted Washington in the first game, 58-51, in a Middle Illini rematch. Third time those two teams have played, and every single one of those games was close. One of them went to overtime. In another Middle Illini game in our sectional complex, Metamora defeated Dunlap 49-43. Here the Silver Streaks trail Peoria 21-12. I like everything that the Streaks did, almost everything the Streaks did in that first half, except shot selection.
Yeah, shot selection was questionable, and you know, we just never found a rhythm. It was kind of like disjointed offense the entire half.
Yeah.
You know, both teams defensively were pretty good. You know, we forced them into some tough shots as well. They settled quite a bit from behind the arc. They're really looking to go through Caden Turner. I mean,
He's got 11 of their 21.
Yeah, and he's got 9 attempts from beyond the arc already. I mean, one kid, 9 threes in the first half. He obviously only made 2 of them, but the kid's searching for threes at this point.
Let's take a look at our first half statistics. On that numeric note, our halftime numbers brought to you by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. And the team numbers, partner.
First half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, we shoot 5 of 25 from the field. And we did not make a 3, 0 for 7 from downtown, 2 of 4 from the charity stripe. 17 rebounds, 2 assists, and 8 turnovers. And for the Peoria Lions, 6 of 22 from the field, 3 of 13 from downtown, 6 of 7 from the charity stripe, 18 rebounds, 4 assists, and 9 turnovers for the Lions.
Give you a couple Western Big Six scores really quickly before you head down. Quincy down at Edwardsville actually played him tough, lost by 4.
Wow.
Edwardsville won at 42-38 at halftime. UT leads Moline 19-11.
Ooh, an 8-point lead there at that break for the old Panthers.
Here it's 21-12, Peoria. Jason will head down, get a word from the coaching staff. We'll take a timeout. Silver Streaks boys basketball continues when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Tucker Swanson in Galesburg. Score your dream home with Bradley Hicks. By Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Pit Stop Shop Towing and Repair, your one-stop shop for reliable auto services in Monmouth, Galesburg, and the surrounding counties. Best of luck to all area teams this season.
I'm with families maybe an hour or so, and we get everything done in one visit.
We all spend hours and over the course of a lifetime, days, doing things we don't really enjoy. But pre-planning your funeral with Watson Thomas, that only takes 1 hour. One appointment with Lexi Zellmer Kaiser.
By the end of the time that we have spent together, they will often give me a hug, and then they really feel great about what we put together for their family.
Pre-plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
Save big money on your rough electrical project at Menards. ZeroWire is an American-owned leading manufacturer of electrical building wire for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Menards stocks convenient pre-cut lengths of wiring products for both indoor and outdoor projects. Save big on electrical wire and cable products at Menards. Also, visit Menards.com to view our weekly flyer and check out all of the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Ed Morris, your local shelter insurance agent in Galesburg, proudly supporting the Silver Streaks. Contact Ed for a free quote on your auto, home, life, and business insurance. And by Howe Overhead Doors, the area's leading door company, serving Galesburg and the surrounding region since 1963.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main Street in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some snow, less than half an inch expected, low of 24. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, clear in the evening, high of 49, low of 31. And Friday, sunny with a high of 67 and a low of 30 degrees. It's 34 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jason Wessels with you here. 21-12 is the Peoria High lead over the Silver Streaks. Coaching staff coming out of the locker room. Kids already on the floor warming up. We remind you our halftime coaches interview is brought to you by Yam Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Let's go down courtside. Here's Jason.
I'm here with assistant coach Joey Raines. Joey, couldn't really find a rhythm there in that first half. Seems like we're kind of rushing the offense and didn't really get the kind of quality shots we were looking for.
We got the position of the shots that we wanted, just didn't fall. Hopefully the guys take time this second half and, you know, focus in and make some layups.
Did a pretty good job on the glass, but still gave up 7 offensive rebounds. Got to get some bodies there in the second half.
We emphasized it coming into the game. They're a great offensive rebounding team, so second half, we got to lock in. This is it.
All right, let's make a run.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, as always, to assistant coach Joey Raines joining us here at halftime. Silver Streaks trailing by 9 to the higher-seeded Peoria Lions. They're the 3, we're the 6. Peoria also ranked 8th in the state in the final Class 3A poll. The winner of the first game, East Peoria, ranked 6th in the state, defeated Washington 58-51. They await the winner of this game that'll be played Friday night. First half statistics, individual scoring. Caden Turner leads all scorers with 11 for Peoria. Next up for the Lions, Phoenix Foy with 4. He has 8 rebounds. Orlando Edwards and Nigel Moore each have 3. 21 for the Lions, leading by 9. For the Silver Streaks, Eden Mayala leads Galesburg in scoring with 3. 3 points is the leading score for the Streaks. Again, only 11 points in the first half, or rather 12 points in the first half. Jackson Wyatt, Demetrius Watson, Caesar Bile, and Toby Kivanina all have 2. Keegan Crummer has 1. Rakim McKellen has not scored. Again, be sure to join us tomorrow night here on WGIL. Galesburg girls playing in the 3A sectional championship, also right here at John Thiel Gymnasium.
That's right, sectional championship tomorrow night. I can't wait.
Barn burner of a game, fantastic atmosphere last night when the Streaks defeated Metamora. As expected, they will play Washington tomorrow night. Good luck to you and Mitch.
I appreciate that. More of the luck to the girls. I want to hopefully call a sectional championship winner here tomorrow night and go on to a super sectional with these Galesburg Silver Streak girls. They've had an incredible season this year. It's been so fun to watch.
What do you think it's got? What's kind of the key tomorrow night?
I think one of the biggest keys is stopping them in transition. They look to get out and go, and you know that little shooter they got, Avery Tibbs. She's got 2,000 career points, and they find her in transition so well. You know, got to be aware of where she's at on the court at all times and try to limit her scoring. And then, you know, they got two other 1,000-point scorers, so it's not like it's just her. So, you know, Streaks got their work cut out for them, but I fully believe in that group. I'll take them against any team in the state.
Mentioned the UT 8-point lead over Moline at the half. Quincy lost at Edwardsville. We'll tell you Rock Island defeated Bradley Bourbon, a 62-31.
Oh, they didn't have any problem.
So one Western Big Six team already advancing. Galesburg ball to start the second half, trailing by 9. Kivanina, entry pass Mayala, left side of the lane, trying to back his way in. Goes around to the baseline, and a foul on Foy is number 3. Just trying to play straight up defense. Eden got around him on the baseline. Third foul on Phoenix Foy, 21 seconds into the second half.
Big Ed kind of got away with one there with that little off arm there. He got the little chicken wing out there and hooked a little bit, but call went against the Lions.
Keegan Frummer will inbound. Outside, Caesar with a catch and the release. It's
there
good.
It is. Little left wing three from about 3 feet behind the arc. Bang.
Can that get the lid off the basket for Belay and the Streaks? Down 6 now, just underway second half. Bounce pass up top, give it right back to Turner. Pull up from 18 feet
short. Rebound.
Rebound, nobody there. Mayala picks it up. Only his second rebound. Galesburg with the ball down 6. Keegan, entry pass to Rakim. On the wing, into the lane, backing up Turner. Up, off the rim, no, rebound.
Oh, he just missed the tip.
Couldn't follow. Rebound Foy, out with it, driving. Got around Kivanina, goes in for the layup on the right side. Man, Foy covered a lot of ground in a big hurry.
Yeah, he's a good athlete. He really is.
23-15. Streaks missed 2 close-in baskets down on this end. Trail by 8 again. Here's a 3. Good again.
Get hot, boy. Let's go, Caesar.
Caesar coming Bang. Out, hopping out of that one. Down 5, 23-18, 6:40 to play third quarter. We've seen the Streaks come out of the half with energy. Up at Moline comes to mind right away. They got to sustain it. Here's Foy with the dribble drive at McKellen. Finishes through contact.
What a finish. That's tough.
25-18, Peoria by 7. Foy 4 in the first half, the first 4 of the second half. 8 for the game. Kivanina, here comes the trap just across half court. Brings the ball down low. Somebody's got to come over and help out.
Yeah,
and Taylor Thiel has to call a timeout. Nobody was moving.
Got to come help. Got to come to him. Should have 3 outlets at all times.
6:09 is where we stop play here in the third quarter. 25-18 Lions. Streaks with only 12 points the entire first half. A couple of quick threes by Belay here in the second half to get half of that point total in less than 2 minutes of the third quarter. Got to get that offense jump started. Again, just 5 out of 25 in the first half, 20%. And as Jason said, didn't make a 3-pointer. 0-for-7. But they knocked down their first 2 from perimeter. Oddly enough, they missed the point-blank shots down low.
Miss the easy ones, make the hard ones.
There's a superstar for you to the right over there, defensive specialist Chloe May.
Yep, she's got the cowboy gear on, as the rest of the student section.
Yep, it's National FFA Week. There's a theme day each day this week.
Makes sense.
So
it's all coming together.
Dressed up as cowboys tonight. Galesburg ball, bad pass, picked off at midcourt by Duffin on a bad steal by bad pass by Kivanina. Driving in, dumps it off, and throws it right to McKellen, and Peoria gives it right back. 10 Lions turnovers. Entry pass, Mayala drives down low, pump fake up and in. Foy had to back off in danger of picking up his 4th foul, and Eden finished.
Yeah, Big Ed using that strength that he's got. Kind of hesitated there on the layup, but nobody around him. He ended up going up strong and finishing.
25-20, Galesburg down 5. Quick 3 by Nigel Moore is good. He fired it quickly, 28-20, Lions up 8.
They have just answered us every time we've scored here in the second half.
Long way to go, 5:20 to play. Here's a drive by Keegan, floats it too strong. Rebound tipped out. Moore coming out with it, leading the break. Fires it into the left corner. Edwards gives it right back to Moore. Pump fakes and traveled on the wing. A little jab step, and he didn't get the ball down and traveled with it.
Yeah, we see that called so many times in high school basketball throughout the season, and nobody's immune to it. They just shuffle the puppies a little soon.
11th Lions turnover, 5:11 to play third quarter. Galesburg with the ball down 8.
Yeah, they take Phoenix Foy out of the game here.
Lob to Eden, go right to him, drive down the right side.
Good
finishes off the window.
Good Big Ed, let's get going, big fella.
28-22, the offense has picked up for the Streaks. They've nearly doubled their first half total with 10 here in the second half, trailing by 6. 4:50 to play third quarter. Edwards on the dribble, guarded by Bile, who comes out, and Edwards trying to get around him, and a reach foul called on Caesar. That's his second.
Yeah, got caught reaching there a little bit, and then hand on the hip, and they had no choice but to call the whistle, or blow the whistle there.
Streaks led only once in this game at 4-2. Peoria tied it up at 4. It was part of an 8-0 run to put him up 6.
Oh, got worse.
Yeah, now going Caesar on out high between
Caesar and Edwards.
Yep, Bile and Edwards. Now the officials come over and get him separated. In fact, Moore gets in there and gets Edwards separated. The 5 Silver Streaks huddle up at the top of the arc. Already giving a little few extra words to Caesar, some encouragement there. In fact, Rakim seems to be the one loving on him the most. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Lions ball up 6.
Oh, he carried that.
Yeah, Moore got away with it. Loose ball, but saved by Edwards to the left side. Now trying to get around Caesar. Dries, kicks it out, and stolen away by Keegan. Picked it off, intended for Moore. Stops on the wing. Now Moore pokes it away, and it stays inbounds for him to chase it down. Little give and go. Back to Turner, misses the 3. Weak side rebound, and Caesar gets tied up with Ruffin on the weak side. It'll be a held ball, staying with Peoria. And the energy is picking up here.
Yes, it is. And Turner just can't find it tonight. 2 for 10 now from the 3-point line.
2 for a lot. Switches the arrow. Next tie-up will be Gelsberg ball. Not quite halfway through the third quarter. Peoria lead and a 6-point edge and the ball. Out to the left side, Turner. Skips it back out into the midcourt circle to Edwards. Orlando Edwards. Caesar ready to pick him up defensively. Between the legs with the dribble. Now out high, still with it, in the R of Gelsberg. Backs it up to half court. Here's a high ball screen. Caesar kind of pushes it off. Now the ball thrown off Keegan. Picked off by the Streaks on the deflection. Down the
floor.
Caesar with a jam.
What a great pass by Aiden Mihaila. Little Jumanji from Caesar Bile.
This crowd is electric. And it forces a Peoria timeout. With 3:41 to go in the third quarter. Full timeout by the Lions. They lead at 28-24 on WGIL.
Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Advanced Rehab, personalized care, real results every season, and by Templeton Roofing in Galesburg, providing residential and commercial roofing solutions since 1930. Longevity isn't luck, it's proof of trust, quality, and roofs that last. Visit TempletonRoofing.com.
Buying a new copier for your business is nothing to take lightly. That's why more local businesses trust Office Specialists with the full line of Sharp business machines and copiers that can do as much or as little as you need. Your office is their specialty at Office Specialists, an ABS company.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
3:41 to go, third quarter. The energy has picked up inside John Field Gym. The Streaks with 12 first half points have 12 third quarter points. They trail by 4. We even had the cheerleaders doing one-on-one battles.
They were going at it during that little break. Little bring it on situation.
A little walking handstand by the Lions cheerleader to start off. The Silver Streaks said we can do better than that with some flips by Maddie Michaels, a senior cheerleader for the Streaks. Then the Lions answered with some flipping of their own. The crowd is into it. The Streaks are within 4. It's Peoria ball coming
get
out
another
of the
timeout.
Turner, pass to the right side. The dribble drive by Moore. Throws it into the corner. Saved by the Lions.
Now
Moore traveled with it. Picked up the pivot foot.
Let's go.
And Mihaila is fired up. Galesburg ball down 4, 3:25 to go in the third quarter.
There is some energy in field these last two nights, partner.
14 Peoria turnovers. Kevinina, Keegan in the backcourt. Crummer brings it across. Mihaila at the top of the arc. Phoenix Foy.
Good
here's
pass.
A backdoor
and one.
Pass to Keegan.
Oh, he got
it's
fouled.
Good. Streaks are within 2.
What a pass by Aiden Mihaila, his fourth assist of the game. Keegan got fouled on that. I mean, flat out. He took that contact and finished right through it.
28-26. How long does Ryan McElmurray leave Phoenix Foy on the bench with those 3 fouls? Screen out high. Pass to the right side. Moore lost the ball. Kicked out by Crummer. It'll be Peoria ball.
The Streaks have some confidence brewing here.
Lions by 2. 2:53 to go. And a technical foul.
No way. Don't be on Caesar.
On the Streaks. There's a lot of talking going on down there. The Streaks are huddling up. And now the officials are talking it over. Caesar's over talking to his head coach, Taylor Thiel. The initial whistle seemed to be against Bile.
Oh, that's bad.
Yep, so a technical foul on Caesar.
That's his third, too. That's just bad timing for that.
First foul on the Streaks in the second half. Peoria already had the ball, so it doesn't add a possession here. Gives them the free throws here. Nigel Moore, the lefty, up and in. He's got seven in the game, four here in the second half. Boy, you get the lead down to two, playing with a lot of energy, playing with a lot of passion.
I did not see what happened.
There's just talking going on. Had to be. Moore makes them both.
I just don't know how you punish just one kid if there's talking going both ways.
And there has been talking. Now, you had the one-on-one between Caesar and Edwards out there earlier where both teams had to get out there and pull them apart. So you know the officials were keeping an eye on both of those guys. Peoria ball. Again, they already had the ball, so they get the free throws, and here's the possession now.
Don't
Turner
reach, Ed.
And a foul up high on Mayala on the reach. That'll be his second.
Both of his fouls have been reaching fouls. Something he just probably should never do.
2:40 to go, third quarter. You don't want anything to give this momentum back to Peoria here. A couple of free throws. Now bounce pass on the inbound. The catch and the flip up and in quickly. And they went right back to Moore, who made the free throws and now finishes with the bucket.
He's got seven here in the third.
Four-point possession. Lions back up by six. Keegan on the dribble. Picks it up out high. Coming out high for it, Bile, who stays on the floor with a long three. That one's off the mark. Rakim with the offensive rebound. Step back. Got blocked. Got it back in the lane. Baby hook off the back rim won't go. Rebound fought for. Lions come out with it, and Eden got called for a reach. And a holding foul, his third.
Yeah, just not a very good possession. Like Streaks were trying to get it all back at once.
Not a good shot by Caesar to start that one off.
Yeah,
Rakim got down there low with a couple of rebounds.
He shot that from the A in the Galesburg logo.
And then it finishes off with a third foul on Mayala. So Wyatt back into the game for him. First action of the second half of the Streaks senior Jackson Wyatt, and the Lions have rebuilt a six-point lead. And with possession here. And we don't have to talk about bringing Phoenix Foy back into the game with the momentum turning to the Streaks, because now it's swinging back the other direction. Andres Walker passes it back up top. Now into the hands of Nigel Moore. Swings the ball down low. Passes it left side over to Cameron Gunn. Fighting through a screen. Turner got open from the corner and hits it.
Just like that.
And the lead is back to nine in a hurry. 7-0 run by the Lions. 35-26. 90 seconds to play, third quarter. Streaks got a bucket out of that Lions timeout. There's a step back by Keegan, and he ends the run with a little jumper just inside the free throw line.
Got to a spot there and didn't rush it, just kind of took his time and knocked it down from about 14.
Quick three by Moore from the corner, circles around and through. Nigel Moore has 10 in the quarter, 13 for the game, and the lead is back to 10. 38-28, Keegan around his man. And a foul on the floor. I said the lead is back to 10. This is actually the first double-digit lead the Lions have had in this game. It was 9 at the half. And then the Streaks started to chip away at the beginning of the third quarter. And now they find themselves having to fight back again. And a bad pass on the inbound, stolen away by Turner. 11 Galesburg turnovers. Moore in the lane, leaves it off for Gunn. Cut off, kicks out. Turner catches, turns, misses the three. Rebound tipped onto the far side, into the hands of Gunn. Another opportunity for Turner, and he doesn't miss the second time.
Good Lord.
And now it's the Lions, student faithful, having some fun, up 13. It's turned around in a hurry on a 13-4 run. Actually, a 13-2 run. Keegan passes up the three. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wyatt over to Caesar on the wing. Starts to dribble. Gets into the lane. Fade away. Air ball. Out of bounds. Back to Peoria.
Yeah, Caesar looking for a call there. And just kind of forced that one. Didn't get a good elevation on that jump shot. Left it well short.
Almost like just trying to do too much.
Yeah.
He's gotten too fired up the other direction.
I agree with you there, partner.
So it was 28-26. Streaks were down two. They now trail 41-28, and the Lions can hold for the last shot. Here's a drive by Moore, cut off on the left side. Juggles the ball and lost it out of bounds. Streaks are going to get it back, taking the length of the court with 2.5 seconds.
Nigel Moore with 7 turnovers in the game. Just 1 assist. But boy, he's made his presence felt here in this third quarter with 10 points.
Did it get it into Keegan? One time, Keegan. Fire it from three. Quarter, he got it!
Bang! From half court!
From the opposite volleyball line. Can that be the momentum the Streaks need heading into the fourth? 41-31. A three-quarter court heave by the Streaks gets him within 10. Keegan Crummer with 8 on the game. You're listening to Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
Declare your independence from high prices and save big on the new Chrysler Pacifica, America's best-selling minivan at Yem in Galesburg.
Hi, this is Frank Cordell from Yem. That's premium comfort, advanced safety, and family-friendly versatility. Right now, get $7,000 off MSRP on the 2026 Pacifica, plus 3.9% financing for 72 months.
The Chrysler Pacifica, a deal worth celebrating. Now at Yum, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Tax out of license, stock fee extra.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. And by Clear Sound Hearing with offices in Galesburg and Monmouth, because hearing the call loud and clear matters on the court and in your life. Schedule your hearing test today.
Your favorite local charity could win $100 with Hometown Hundreds from CBI Bank and Trust and Galesburg.info. Every week, a winner is drawn from all Knox and Warren County nominees like Galesburg Covenant Church. Nominate your favorite today at Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
After a 21-12 first half, we had a 20-19 third quarter. But the Streaks lose ground. They got outscored by a point, now trail by 10. Galesburg has the ball to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, as well as we played to start that third quarter, and they go 4 of 6 from downtown in that third quarter. Really shot the ball well, 7-10 overall.
Bile, Mayala back into the game, so is Demetrius Watson. Trapped out high, Eden dribbled out of it. Now Caesar with it on the left side. Drives, baseline, cut off there, and a whistle on the floor.
That's 4.
That's a 4 on Phoenix Foy. And he was really frustrated. Ryan McElmurray put him back in at the quarter break after Peoria built that lead back up to double digits. So he put Foy back into the game, and he just picked up his 4th. He scored the first 4 points for the Lions here in the second half. After scoring just 4 in the first half, but now he's back to the bench.
Streaks go 8 for 15 in that third quarter and lose ground.
On the inbound to Rakim. Tipped away from behind, gets it back, feeds it into Eden. Backs his way in, strong to the hoop, too strong. Rebound Rakim, put back.
Atta kid, Romack. Way to stick with it.
First basket of the game for McKellen. Galesburg down 8.
Got to get some stops. Oh, nobody's guarding.
Open 3, left side, perfect. Wide open on the wing, Stephen Williams, a 6-foot senior, into the game.
I don't think he's played tonight.
He was in for about a minute in the third quarter. Here's Eden driving down the lane, and a foul out high. Will be a reach foul on Cameron Gunn, and that's his 4th. So Gunn and Foy both with 4, both trying to guard Mayala. This could turn the Streaks into some interior play to their favor. Gunn will stay on the floor for the time being. Keegan inbound.
Oh, Meech is wide open.
To Eden, left side of the lane. Jump stop in the lane. The baby hook is good.
That's a big time move from the big fella.
6.5, 9 for the game. Galesburg down 44-35 with 6:50 to play in the game. Crossover dribble by Moore on the left wing. Pulls it back out. 3 on the way by Duffin is good.
Man,
they're draining everything they're putting up from behind the arc. They are now 7 for 9 in the second half.
Incredible.
And they lead by 12.
Man, teams just shoot the lights out against us sometimes.
Caesar drives in, left side, through the lane, blocked and fouled. That'll be on Jacob Duffin, his 3rd. And Caesar will shoot free throws. I got Galesburg 2 for 3 in the second half. The Lions are 2 for 2. They have 3s, we have 2s. And the lead is 12. But Caesar at the line gets a chance for a couple here to try to pull it back to 10.
Come on, Caesar.
65% of the season. That's good. 9.5, 11 for the game for Caesar Bile with 1 more coming. Cameron Gunn checks out with four fouls. Cyro Childs, a 6'5 junior, gets his first action of the game. Second by Bele. Good.
What a kid.
Streaks need all the free throws they can get.
They got
three team fouls on the Lions.
Got the 1-2-2 press up.
Lions into the front court.
I'm telling you,
Nigel Moore down the lane.
Give
strong
me that.
And blocked by Maiella.
No soup for you. Oh, that he fouled him.
Rebound
Jordan.
By McKellen. They stole it back, and the throw up toward the rim will be a foul on the Silver Streaks.
Oh, I mean, he came up and he grabbed his arm. Just flat out grabbed his arm.
It'll be a second foul on McKellen. So the turnover is the 12th of the game on the Streaks after the block by Maiella.
Oh,
Nigel Moore
man.
To the free throw line. Up and in.
He has
been the heart and soul of this Lions team here tonight so far.
Yes, he has. Caden Turner's getting all the shots, but they're not where they're at. Not where they're at without him.
Nope. 11th point of the second half. 14th for the game and another free throw coming. He operates at about 110 miles an hour. 49-37 as he makes them both. 12-point Lions lead. Gelsberg trying to hang in there and try to make another run here to chip away. They got a lot of time. Still 6 minutes to play in the game. Keegan curls to the left side. Can't find any room to operate. Into the free throw line. Lost the ball. Poked away by the Lions. 13th Gelsberg turnover. Keegan just got too deep. Here's a dribble left side by Duffin. Drives all the way in. Shot rolls off. Wyatt the rebound. Duffin went down, no foul called, and now the ball thrown out of bounds into the Streaks wall.
Wow.
And three quick turnovers by the Streaks in less than 2.5 minutes at the plate in the fourth quarter. So they've gotten off a couple of shots, got to the free throw line, but they turned it over three times. Now Edwards gets around Keegan, into the hands of Moore, brings it across midcourt with Edwards. 5.5 minutes to play in the game.
Gonna have to string together some stops.
Meach trying to fight through a screen to keep up with Edwards. Over it goes to Williams, leaving it off for Turner. Now swing it back around to the left side. The dribble handoff to Moore. Nigel Moore up top to Williams. And they'll be up to run some clock here, leading by 12, make the Streaks chase a bit. One foul on the Streaks. Here's Keegan coming from down low, forced to travel on Turner. Turner didn't see him coming. Keegan came out of nowhere in his vision, got into his vision, and it forced Turner to drag his pivot foot.
Yeah, Streaks doing a good job here defensively tonight. Just a couple offensive rebounds away from being really, really good tonight defensively.
A couple of missed three-pointers by Peoria would
be
nice,
that would
too.
That would be here in the second half especially.
Caesar with it on the right wing. Entry pass bounce to Jackson, trying to get around his man. Fade away from the baseline, missed it. Rebound, Bele takes it away in the lane, tries to leave it off for Meach. Loose ball fought for. Moore comes out with it, stole it away. Down the lane, can't finish. Tip by Lyons, won't go. Back out to Moore, in the lane, the kick out. The extra pass into the right corner, the three is good.
Unreal.
Steven Williams knocked that one down. That's his second three off the bench. Just like that, the lead is 15. Demetrius drives and a hand check foul on Williams as Meach drove into the lane. Got knocked off balance. That's four team fouls on Peoria. 4:34 to play, but Gelsberg down 15.
Yeah, the shot selection on our end. That last shot that led to that transition there.
Now Peoria calls timeout with 4:34 to play. Is this a 30? It is a 30. 52-37 Peoria, 4:34 to play in the game.
28-26 is what we got to. We got to within two.
Yep. And then the technical foul call on the Streaks.
The technical foul, and they've went on a 24-13 run? 24-11.
Yep. But at that point, it went from 28-26 to 41-28. It was a 13-2 run then.
13-2.
And it was only Keegan's heave from about 65 feet that got us within 10 right at the third quarter buzzer. And now trailed by 15 with 4:34 to play.
And Coach McElmurray's pushed all the right buttons tonight. The guys he's brought in, some guys that haven't played a lot here in the game, and then they come in the fourth quarter and make a couple threes and get some tip steals. And
they met the moment, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
And they've built the lead with their star senior Phoenix Foy in foul trouble most of this game. Now the ball tipped away from Wyatt on the dribble, and Peoria steals it. Five Gelsberg turnovers in the half. A layup at the other end by Moore. said, he operates at 110 miles an hour. Nobody could catch him getting down court there. And he's got 17 in the game now to lead all scorers. Kivanina picks up the dribble. Here's Wyatt with it. Pull up from the left wing. Short. Got his own rebound. Now into the hands of Wyatt. Or rather, Mayala. Missed the putback. Misses the second putback. Kept the ball loose. It's Duffin coming out with it. Feeds it into the right corner. The extra pass out to Turner. Bounce pass down low. Perfect position up and in by Childs. And they're just picking the Streaks defense apart now, up 19 with 3:40 to play in the game. Caesar fouled on the left wing. Over the limit now are the Lions, and the fourth foul by Jacob Duffin. But the foul trouble has not cost them. The Lions have built a 19-point lead with 3:35 to go.
Caesar should be shooting here.
Rakim checks back in. Yeah, this is Bile at the free throw line. That's five team fouls. Now he gets to the line. Streaks got a couple of baskets early on in this fourth quarter. They haven't had one since. They do have two Caesar free throws, but the lead went from 9. Actually 10, I guess. They've scored 9 straight. It was 47-37. They've had a 9-0 run as Caesar misses the first. 3:35 to go.
Come on, Caesar.
Second free throw by Bile is good. He's been the Streaks' leading scorer here in the second half. That's his 11th point of the half. 13th of the game. 56-38. Inbound. Streaks putting the pressure on. Moore gets around Kivanina into the front court.
Man,
drives,
so
bounce pass. Foy back into the game. Think he got blocked.
Yeah, big
rebound,
block.
Loose ball. Fought for, and it's the Lions out to Turner for three. Good.
He got miss.
59-38.
They have just shot the lights out here in the second half.
Talking with Taylor Thiel before the game, saying, yeah, we don't mind trying to make him shoot, except, and he quickly followed it up by saying, except teams seem to come in here and shoot the lights out against us. It's exactly what the Lions have done here in the second half. They haven't been perfect from three-point range, but it sure feels like it. Mayala has the ball nearly stolen away, gets it away from Foy, and then a reach-in foul on Nigel Moore. Before we go any farther, we haven't said anything yet, and we were determined we were going to.
We got to right now. I know exactly where you're going.
Good luck to Jake Miller and
yes,
the Galesburg
Jake.
Boys swim team tomorrow.
Good luck, fellas.
Heading off to the state swim meet. They'll be in preliminaries on Friday. Two relays, two individuals. Mayala misses the free throw. What a season.
Incredible.
For a young team that's, we've right. talked about it. They've got three seniors, but the brunt of what's coming from this boys swim team is largely freshmen and sophomores as Mayala hits a second free throw. So there's a state send-off tomorrow morning.
Congratulations to the swim team and Jake Miller. You guys have been amazing all year long.
25 hundredths of a second away from another undefeated dual meet season. Sectional champions, though. Into the lane,
basketball.
Turner on a feed. Foy with the offensive rebound. That won't go. Rebound off the hands of Kivanina and back to Peoria. Open three from the corner. Short. And a foul called on Toby, I guess.
And that will get Phoenix Foy his 10th rebound. He's 2 points away from a double-double.
Just the second foul on the Silver Streaks here in the half. And the Streaks have just seemed to run out of gas here.
Yeah.
There's an open three by Moore on a screen out eye. A miss, but another offensive rebound, this one by Duffin. Now feed down low to Foy. Got tangled up with McKellen on the way up, and he'll shoot free throws. They're doing everything they can to get him that double-double, aren't they?
Yeah, he's going to have a chance to earn it here from the line.
Streaks have just gone into chase mode. The rebounds, Peoria getting all of them here now in these last couple of minutes of the fourth quarter. The lead is 20 with 2:37 to play. It was a battle. There was some fun energy going on. A technical foul on the Silver Streaks when they were down 2 in the third quarter completely turned this game around. At least that is the moment when things turned around. Maybe that wasn't the thing, but it was the beginning point of what happened.
Yeah, that's where old Uncle Mo shifted on us, and Peoria took Uncle Mo and ran with him.
Foy misses the first, misses the second. Rebound tipped over to McKellen, who controls.
Romack's fifth rebound of the night.
Into the front court. Keegan cut off at the free throw line. Streaks have their seniors on the floor right now. McKellen under the basket, hit the bottom of the rim. That got blocked on the offensive rebound. Put back, a fight scramble on the rebound, and it's going to go back Peoria's direction. I think they called that on Meech. That's his first.
Yeah, five seniors out here for the Streaks.
Braden McGuire for the swim team. Here's a near steal. I'm going to call a foul on the Streaks. Had a double team in the backcourt. That's going to be the third on Kivanina. I'm going to say Braden McGuire, a sophomore for the Silver Streaks, had both of their individual event yeah. wins in the sectional and was part of the two relay teams. So what a great finish for Braden McGuire, a sophomore who will be making that trip for the swim team. As they take off tomorrow for the Chicago area. First free throw up and in by Moore. 60-39. 2:15 to play here in the game. Again, Galesburg girls basketball tomorrow here on WGIL. Second free throw in and out. Rebound Wyatt controls.
Did he make both of those?
Missed the second one.
Missed the second one.
Wyatt got the rebound. Missed three by Kivanina from the corner. Tipped out of bounds by the Lions. Galesburg and Washington tomorrow, a 3A girls sectional championship, 5:45. Mitch McVay, Jason Wessels. There's a runner on the inbound by Wyatt, misses from the corner.
Oh, great
rebound on the loose ball. McKellen got it underneath the Wyatt, who's rejected on the putback, tried to scoop it up under the basket, and Orlando Edwards comes out with a rebound. At eight rebounds for Rakim now as they lay it up at the other end. Lay it up and in by Childs.
Yeah, I had seven for Rakim, but okay. I think that's neither here nor there.
30-second timeout by the Lions for a substitution timeout. Taylor Thiel will not substitute. He's leaving his five seniors on the floor for this final minute 43. Not all of the seniors. The one he'd really like to have out there, of course, is Stone Thiel. With that knee injury at the DeKalb tournament. And now the Streaks are going to take advantage of the timeout. 62-39. Minute 43 to go in the game. Again, it was 28-26. Streaks had pulled within two. And then a technical foul on Galesburg was the beginning of a 13-2 run by the Lions. And here in the fourth quarter, they've just continued to build on it, outscoring the Streaks 21-8. And lead it by 23 with a minute 43 to play in the season for Galesburg. Peoria will play East Peoria in the championship game here on Thiel Gym Court. Evan Massey Court here at Thiel Gym on Friday night. But tomorrow, it's the Galesburg girls in the sectional championship against Washington. So the excitement for the silver and black not done yet. Here's Jackson Wyatt with a runner. Can't flip it up and in with a wrist flip.
That's tough.
Branscum, the rebound for Peoria. On the dribble, Damarian Taylor, a sophomore, trapped on the right side and fouled by a double team between Kivanina and Crummer. That'll be two free throws.
One heck of a year, partner. One heck of a year for these Storm Streaks.
To go from 32 total victories in the last three seasons to 18 this year.
And we left some out there on the table. Yep. I mean, there's the Quincy game that comes to mind, the UT game, the DeKalb game.
First free throw by Taylor up and in. That Quincy game right before, down at their place right before Christmas. UT game in December here in this gym when the Streaks had a fourth quarter lead, let it get away.
Yeah, up 10 in the third.
That close to a 20-win season in Taylor Thiel's first season. Here's Keegan with a runner, fouled. Demetrius Cooper will put him at the free throw line. So a chance for Keegan to get into double figures. He's got eight in his final game as a senior, a minute 13 to go. I asked some of the guys about their senior night, what the emotions were, what they were feeling, and pretty much all of them said, well, we know we're going to play at home again, so I don't think it affected me
the same
way that night as it would have been if they knew it was their last home game, as Keegan rolls the first free throw through.
Yeah, some of those motions
are going to hit tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it right now. It's starting to hit some of the guys on the bench and Toby on the court.
Keegan makes them both. He gets into double figures with 10. That's his season average. Like, literally right on the dot. 10.00 for Keegan Crummer, and he's got 10.
He was so good this year.
Especially late. Those two back-to-back games against Quincy when he got his career high, and then followed it up with another career high, 33 at Sterling. Final minute of the season here at John Thiel Gymnasium.
You're going to miss this group.
Streak's going for a trap. Boy, I thought here's a reach-in by Kivanina. He does force a steal. Now pulls up for three, left wing, off the front rim. Peoria gets a rebound. So they forced a turnover, 17 on the game.
Oh, he traveled.
Through the lane and a travel call. Well, if my numbers are accurate, this is going to be the first time this season that the Silver Streaks will have fewer turnovers than their opponent and will not win.
Yeah.
And there's a kick out of bounds by Gelsberg. So there's still one less than Peoria by my count. 10-0 on the season, and games in which the Streaks did not have more turnovers than the opponent. Peoria into the front court, 33 seconds to go, ball tipped by Crummer. Peoria recovers, the drive and the finish by Richard Branscombe.
He's pretty excited about it. So is the fan section.
66-41.
Student section.
Keegan launches a long three. Why not, kid?
Atta kid, Keegan.
He launched one from just inside a three-quarters court. That one was way closer. No problem. 66-44. Peoria to answer from three. And it'll be a foul on Branscombe shooting a three.
Why are they shooting the basketball?
Right.
8 seconds.
So just dribbling it out. Eight seconds to go. Second foul on Demetrius Watson. So this will be the end of the line for Toby Kivanina, Keegan Crummer, Leslie Kelly, who didn't get into the game.
And I think Leslie's battling something tonight.
Demetrius Watson, Rakim McKellen, Jackson Wyatt, and of course, Stone Thiel, who has not played in any of 2026 except for the symbolic start that he got on senior night against Moline when he was allowed to score. 8 seconds to go in the season of a 22-point Peoria lead. And the Lions will come back here on Friday night to take on East Peoria in a rematch of a terrific game those two teams played coming out of the holiday tournament. One more for Branscombe coming after he makes the second. 67-44. Final free throw. Up and in. 68-44. Will the Streaks attempt to get off one more shot? Will they just dribble it out? Here's Keegan. He'll shoot the three. In and out. That's the ball game. 68-44. Gelsberg season ends at 18-13. The Lions win their eighth straight, 15th of their last 16, and improved to 23-6 as they move on to the regional championship. Our postgame show comes up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy. By Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Nissan of Galesburg, home of the lifetime warranty. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Office Specialists and ABS Company, your office is their business. By Ace Roofing and Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Ace for an estimate and they will show up, guaranteed. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We needed a roof estimate. Three companies said they'd come by, but two never showed. One ghosted us after the quote. Then we called Ace Roofing in Abingdon. Daniel showed up on time, gave us straight answers, and an estimate as promised. No guesswork, no run around. Ace Roofing earned our trust and our business.
I'm Shelley Heighton with Ace Roofing and Construction. We're licensed, bonded, and insured. Call us for your roofing project. We will show up, guaranteed.
Our representative, Darren LaHood, is standing up for radio listeners like us by supporting legislation to keep AM radio in cars. He knows the value of local radio in times of emergency. Now it's time for Congress to finish the job and pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Learn more at dependonam.com. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Galesburg High School Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 Tucker Swanson in Galesburg. Score your dream home with Bradley Hicks. By Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. And by Pit Stop Shop Towing and Repair, your one-stop shop for reliable auto services in Monmouth, Galesburg, and the surrounding counties. Best of luck to all area teams this season.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Build Chiropractic at 672 West Main Street in Galesburg. Because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. In the overnight, mostly cloudy, less than a half an inch of snow expected, low of 24. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 49, overnight low of 31. And Friday, sunny with a high of 67 and a low of 30 degrees. It's 30 at 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game and comments from Streaks head coach Taylor Thiel, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final score 68-44. Galesburg ends the season at 18-13. Brad Binowitz, Jason Wessels with you here in our post game from John Thiel Gymnasium.
It's tough.
And again, the Lions win their eighth straight and 15th out of their last 16 to improve to 23-6. You know, Galesburg, for all the improvements that they've made this season, the one thing that they lacked was a signature win.
Yep.
And so when push came to shove against better teams, that was the one thing that, out of all the things that this team accomplished that they hadn't been able to do the last few years, that was the one thing that they just couldn't get over the hump and pull off. And it would have been really special if they could have gotten that done here tonight, gotten that signature win on their home court in their postseason and a chance to play for a regional title on Friday night, but it wasn't to be. Peoria took the lead at 7-4 in the first quarter and never relinquished it. Built the lead to 9 by halftime. And then the Silver Streaks crawled back to within 2 in the third quarter at 28-26, and that's when everything went awry from that point forward. We already talked about it. The technical foul on the Silver Streaks is what was, whether it was the catalyst for the turnaround, but that was the point at which the turnaround really took off for the Lions. And they got the lead up to 10 by the end of the third quarter and won it here tonight by 24. So some good growing moments for the Silver Streaks. And, you know, again, there's some young guys on this team. We talk about the large presence of seniors who are leaving with graduation. But I'll tell you what, they can hold their heads high that they stuck with this program. With a new coach coming in, you know, some of those guys could have said, nope, not going to stick around. We haven't been winning. But they did. And they got the fruits of some success in their senior year.
This is the group that, you know, I talked to this group over the summer, and you know, with the past that they've had here, you know, I talked to them about laying the foundation for what's to come. And, you know, this is where you leave your mark on Galesburg Silver Streak basketball. You know, how do you want to go out? Do you want to continue the same way you've been going? Or do you want to, you know, be the team that kind of starts the turnaround for Galesburg Silver Streak basketball. I think they did that. I think they have left their mark. They did what they needed to do to start this foundation and you know, start the Taylor Thiel era off the right way and get Silver Streak basketball back to where Silver Streak basketball is supposed to be.
Just adding up some of my numbers here.
Yeah, I'm still
We can talk about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Of course, that's always part of our post game, which we'll mention here. And while we've got a moment, I just want to say it again, because you do not want to miss what we've got coming your way tomorrow night here on WGIL at 5:45 for the pregame. Galesburg girls playing for a 3A sectional championship. Also right here on Evan Massey Court at John Thiel Gymnasium. 5:45 pregame against a team that's been number one in the state.
Yeah, you got 1-3. Can't ask for much more than that.
Washington Panthers, which played here earlier tonight in a boys' game. Their season came to an end to East Peoria, 58-51. So why not end the girls' season coming up tomorrow night as well? Or you can come out here and watch it. Listen to Jason and Mitch on the air as well and be part of the atmosphere, because it was electric here last night, and we know it will be again tomorrow night. So, again, we invite you to be part of our coverage tomorrow here on WGIL for the Silver Streaks girls basketball 3A sectional championship against Washington. Coach Taylor Thiel making his way this direction. And our thanks again for our coaches interview sponsor throughout this season, Courtright Construction in Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Also part of our coaches' interviews during football season as well. And we certainly appreciate the support here on WGIL of Silver Streaks Basketball as Coach Taylor Thiel joins us now. And first of all, Coach, before we get any farther, thank you for coming up every night and sharing thoughts. It's not always easy, and I know it's not easy tonight, but in light of the program you had inherited, we saw some real fight for your guys here tonight. They left it out there.
Yeah, you know, we made the adjustments I wanted to make at halftime. I told them we had to come out, play as hard as we can. We had 16 minutes left. Still had an opportunity. We're still in the game. It was actually the pace of the game I kind of liked for us at that point. And we did. We fought, got back into it, and then just lost our cool a little bit there. And once that happened, there was a huge momentum deflation, and wheels fell off.
But, yeah, we talked before the game and, you know, over the course of the summer and all these practices, but this team laid the foundation. That in your first year, and Brad and I were just talking about it on air, you know, with what we've been through the last 3-4 years, 5 years, you know, Galesburg basketball is, you've brought us back. You got us back on the map, you know.
That's my message to the seniors.
Yeah, this senior group laid that foundation for what's to come for the future of Galesburg basketball.
Absolutely, 100%. You know, they could have very easily cashed out. That was my message to them after the locker room, thanking them for continue to put in the work that they, that they decided to do for one last go at it. And I told them they should be proud of themselves. You know, 18 wins, but nobody expected us to get fourth place in the conference, but probably nobody expected us to get. Obviously, it's a tough one tonight for them, as being their last high school games, but I just reminded them, hey, there was a lot of good things that happened this year too. And that they were, you know, they can look back and say, hey, that this was the group that changed the trajectory of the program, and we're happy for them. And they need to be proud of that and need to think about all the other memories, too, that go along with it, the relationships they built, the classmates they have, just the work they put in, the passion they had for the game they love, and just things like that. It's much bigger than just the win and loss tonight. And I hope those guys will take that forward with them, whatever they decide to do in life. I know I got a bunch of successful guys that are looking forward to doing some good things in their futures.
When we look at the X's and O's of this game, you had a strategy to try to get inside. That strategy paid off. You got Phoenix Foy into foul trouble. You got the gun kid who came in to take his place, got them into foul trouble. Were we just rushing our shots in there because we were getting some shots?
Seemed to be our Achilles heel this year, right? Just shots around the basket for whatever reason wouldn't fall for us. So we missed a lot of easy shots. You know, after that first quarter, I mean, I was happy where it was at. I was like, but we were winning the game if we make some layups.
Yeah.
And right there. So, you know, tough first half scoring-wise. But like I said, it was a game and pace that was favoring us. You know, I told them it was going to be a scrappy, hard-paced, hard-fought game, and they were going to be physical, but we were matching their physicality. Did a pretty good job. We did lose probably a lot of 50-50 balls, I thought, that, you know, could have gone our way that didn't. And they got some second-chance opportunities when we lost their shooters, and they started knocking down some threes there.
Again, the story that we talked about
again,
it before the
but,
game.
But, you know, that's part of it, you know. When we're scrambling and we're moving, you know, the message is we got to be talking at all times, and we can't lose track of the shooters. And the second, you know, that end of the third quarter into the fourth quarter there where they made their big run, we just lost track. And from there it was just, hey, scramble, scramble, we got a trap, because they started kind of doing their little delay. And then we had no choice but to try to double team and cause some turnovers. And at that point they were running away. So, you know, I feel good about it just because I think the game was a lot closer than the scoreboard for a long time. Hats off to Pure Central, great group of guys. You know, congratulations to Ryan there for bringing his team back in here and getting a win and back for a homecoming for him. But yeah, I mean, we got work to do, and I told the guys that, you know, thank you seniors, but underclassmen, this is it. You know, this is the teams that we're going to have to be competing with the way the IHSA is set up for now, and yeah. We're going to have to find ways to be able to compete with the top tier teams in the area, because it's loaded and everybody's young. If you looked at this regional program and you see the youth that's in the teams that are part of this regional and part of this sectional.
Yes,
it's going to be a battle for the next couple 3 years here.
Everybody. It's not accurate, but I feel like we're the ones who have all the seniors. Right? When I look at these other teams.
Yeah, for sure, exactly. You know, and that's part of it. But you know, I'm excited for the Silver Streak future. You know, our two freshman and sophomore squads had some nice 20 win seasons. So we got some hope there. We got some work we got to put in. But we'll take a little time off here. And we'll get back to work, and you know, we'll keep trying to accomplish the goals and get Galesburg back to where we need to be.
Tay, I'm beyond. I told you before the game, I'm beyond proud of you. The job you've done this year, you know, it's been amazing.
Thank
to
you.
have you back around. Can't wait to see what the future.
Yeah, you know, is, you know, it's been a fun ride for me. You know, it's very special for me. You know, I'm gonna be weird not having my son with me next year and doing this well. But you know, I got cut short with him a little bit. But
I told him last week. I said you're gonna be back here in about 4 or 5 years as your assistant. So don't worry, he'll be back.
Yeah. No, I've been humbled. You know, to be able to experience this, get back in the Galesburg community. It's been a blessing. I'm
we're lucky to have you, Tay.
Looking forward to keep going. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you coming by,
Appreciate
Coach. 18-13 is how the Silver Streaks finish on the season. Final score 68-44. We will go through our final stats. We'll give you our final Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. All still ahead as the post-game coverage continues here on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Advanced Rehab, personalized care, real results every season, and by Templeton Roofing in Galesburg, providing residential and commercial roofing solutions since 1930. Longevity isn't luck. It's proof of trust, quality, and roofs that last. Visit TempletonRoofing.com.
I'm with families maybe an hour or so, and we get everything done in one visit.
We all spend hours and over the course of a lifetime, days, doing things we don't really enjoy, but pre-planning your funeral with Watson Thomas, that only takes 1 hour. One appointment with Lexi Zellmer Kaiser.
By the end of the time that we have spent together, they will often give me a hug, and then they really feel great about what we put together for their family.
Pre-plan today at Watson Thomas Funeral Home and Crematory in Galesburg, celebrating life's legacy.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Ed Morris, your local shelter insurance agent in Galesburg, proudly supporting the Silver Streaks. Contact Ed for a free quote on your auto, home, life, and business insurance. And by Howe Overhead Doors, the area's leading door company, serving Galesburg and the surrounding region since 1963.
Be sure to wear the blue WGIL button when you're out and about for your chance to win cash instantly. There's still time to get your free WGIL button. Pick up locations listed at WGIL.com.
Well, if you want to get people out of the gym in a big hurry,
you pull the fire alarm.
Have the fire alarm go off, which is what literally happened just as we were coming back from break.
Everybody out! Fire Marshal Bill.
Quick scoring updates as Galesburg season ends here tonight. We told you earlier, East Peoria defeated Washington 58-51. Metamora defeated Dunlap 49-43. But the big news is, in 1A, Abingdon Avon lost tonight to Illini Bluffs by 2.
Wow.
So the top seed is out.
Wow.
Moline is out. United Township beat them 55-43.
Wow.
Edwardsville eliminated Quincy 42-38. We told you earlier Rock Island was a big winner over Bradley Bourbonnais 62-31. Richwoods defeated Manuka tonight. So that's a little bit about what's happening. I was trying to find that Rockford Jefferson DeKalb score since we played both of those teams earlier. But I don't see that one yet. So let's run into our post-game statistics.
We are getting thrown out. Nick says we got to get out.
All right. So
with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, the senior Keegan Crummer, 14 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and Obviously not the way he wanted to end his senior season. But
not the way we wanted to end our broadcast.
Not the way we wanted to end our broadcast.
All right, we'll close it out with the fire alarm going off. Thanks for being with us for boys basketball coverage here on WGIL. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave.